إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد فإني أرحب بكم جميعا أيها الفضلاء ونواصل الجزء الثاني من هذه المحاضرة التي كانت حول موضوع حقيقة التوكل على الله وثمراته وفعل الأسباب. I welcome all of you. It's always a pleasure. And we continue in this talk. This is part number two, inshallah ta'ala, about the reality of tawakkul, trusting Allah and depending upon Allah, and what is the fruits of tawakkul, and along with following the means that Allah has legislated. We mentioned in the previous class the importance of tawakkul. فما معنى التوكل الذي هذه أهميته وهذه مكانته في الدين؟ قرأنا لكم من هذه المحاضرة لفضيلة الشيخ الوالد الدكتور صالح الفوزان حفظه الله وذلك من الجزء الثالث من محاضرات في العقيدة والدعوة مكانة التوكل وقرأنا لكم بعض الآيات والأحاديث التي استدل بها الشيخ حفظه الله in a previous, just as a summary, in a previous class, part one of this series of lectures about the tawakkul, the Shaykh, he mentioned the importance of tawakkul, relying on Allah, depending on Allah in all of your affairs. And the Shaykh quoted some ayats and ahadith, alhamdulillah. Now he says, what is the meaning of tawakkul? This tawakkul that is so important, what does it mean and what is its position in the deen of Allah, in the religion? معنى التوكل على الله. First of all, the Shaykh will give the meaning of tawakkul, which reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال التوكل على الله التوكل على الله يقول الشيخ صالح حفظه الله التوكل على الله معناه تفويض الأمور إليه والاعتماد عليه سبحانه وتعالى في جميع الأمور. He says توكل, reliance on Allah, is when you turn all of your affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you depend upon Him subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of your affairs. You depend on Allah's assistance, on Allah's guidance, on Allah's help in all of your affairs. وتفويض المرء أموره إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى بحيث لا يلتفت إلى غيره. You have to refer and turn all of your affairs to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Not some matters you turn to Allah, other matters you turn to other than Allah. All of your affairs, as the Shaykh is going to mention, even affairs pertaining to this dunya as well. فالتوكل على الله يكون في أمور الاعتقاد بحيث لا يلتفت العبد بقلبه إلى غير الله سبحانه وتعالى فيكون دائما معتمدا على الله سبحانه وتعالى ومفوضا أمره إليه في جميع شؤونه. For instance, you have to rely on Allah in all of the affairs of belief, so much so that you are a servant of Allah, your heart should not turn to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your heart has to be always turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turning all of your affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of your affairs. قال وما حصل للمشركين الشرك بالله عز وجل والكفر إلا لأنهم توكلوا على غيره عز وجل ووكلوا أمورهم إلى غير الله واعتقدوا أن غير الله سبحانه وتعالى يقضي حوائجهم ويفرج همومهم ويدفع الضرر عنهم فلذلك اعتمدوا على الأصنام والأوثان والأشجار والأحجار وعلى القبور والأضرحة والموتى اعتمدوا على المخلوقين فيما لا يقدر عليه إلا الله سبحانه وتعالى فصاروا يستغيثون بهم ويذبحون لهم وينذرون لهم ويصرفون لهم أنواع العبادة لأنهم اعتمدوا عليهم من دون الله عز وجل وظنوا أنهم ينفعونهم أو يضرونهم أو يقضون حوائجهم، فلذلك كفروا بالله عز وجل حين اعتمدوا على غيره وتوكلوا على سواه وصرفوا اعتقادهم وعبادتهم لغيره عز وجل. فأساس الشرك يقول الشيخ حفظه الله هو التوكل على غير الله، ولذلك قال الله تعالى في سورة المائدة: وعلى الله فتوكلوا إن كنتم مؤمنين، وعلى الله فتوكلوا إن كنتم مؤمنين. The Shaykh حفظه الله says shirk occurs amongst the people, and the people began to associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore they fall into disbelief because they began to rely on other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they used to turn their hearts towards other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, when they began to believe that other than Allah can assist them in achieving matters of bringing benefit to them or get them out of hardship and repel the hardship away from them, that's why they turn, some of them worship idols, some trees and stones, others they turn towards the graves, and they call upon those people who are dead in the graves, tombs and the like. So they depend upon the creation and turn with their hearts towards the creation and asking them and relying on them and asking them matters that only Allah can do, subhanahu wa ta'ala. They began to seek refuge with them. They slaughter for them. Now, this is a reality. In some Muslim countries, there are people who slaughter cows and camels and animals for a dead person in the grave. They make nadhar to them, and therefore these are actions of worship. Dua is ibadah, has to be only for Allah, but these people, they do it for others. They began to call upon dead people. Slaughtering is ibadah, is an act of worship. You slaughter for Allah, you don't slaughter for a grave to get closer to somebody who is dead in any given grave of any place or any color. So why they devote these actions of worship? Because they depend on these people. They rely on them in their affairs, besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they thought that these dead people or these idols or trees or stones or whatever it is can benefit them, can bring them benefit or can repel harm away from them. So for this reason they disbelieve in Allah Azza wa Jal when they rely on other than Him. So he says the foundation of shirk is to rely on other than Allah. When a people rely on other than Allah, that leads to shirk, wal-iyadu billah. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 23, وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَتَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Rely on Allah alone if you truly believers. If you are believers, then you rely on Allah alone subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال العلماء تقديم المعمول يعني وعلى الله يفيد الحصر، ومعنى ذلك توكلوا على الله لا على غيره. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says وعلى الله فتوكلوا. He didn't say توكلوا على الله. Here in this ayah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says upon Allah you should trust, on Allah you rely. He didn't say rely on Allah, depend upon Allah. Why? So that it means, since he mentioned Allah first, it means that you depend upon Allah and Him alone. Not on Him and on others, no, on Him alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا على غيره. فجعل الله سبحانه وتعالى في هذه الآية علامة الإيمان وعلامة التوحيد التوكل على الله سبحانه وتعالى. In this ayah, the Shaykh says, Allah has made the sign for Iman. The person is upon sound iman and upon tawheed, Islamic monotheism. That's a person rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have tawakkul. SubhanAllah. Look how important tawakkul. It is connected to iman, to faith, to belief. It's connected to the aqeedah, connected to tawheed. This is one of the signs that a person is upon sound belief and upon Islamic monotheism, that person rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on all of their affairs. قال أما من زعم أنه مؤمن وأنه موحد ولكنه توكل على غير الله من الأحجار والأشجار والأصنام والقبور والأموات وغير ذلك فإن دعواه كاذبة وهو ليس بمؤمن لأنه توكل على غير الله عز وجل في أموره. وهذا للأسف الشديد هذا واقع كثير من المسلمين في بلاد كثيرة، فمنهم من يعبد الحسين، والحسين رضي الله عنه من خيرة الصحابة، ولكن يعبدون قبره والعياذ بالله، يتوجهون إليه بالعبادة، ومنهم يتوجه إلى الجيلاني وإلى زينب وإلى مولاهم إبراهيم ومولاهم بوعزة في المغرب وإلى أمور كثيرة والعياذ بالله، يصرفون لهم العبادة. The Sheikh says, as for someone who claims that they are believers upon Tawheed, but then he rely on other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Instead to turn to, because the believer turn to Allah and ask Allah, oh Allah help me, oh Allah cure my parents, oh Allah increase me in this, in knowledge, and cure my children, or grant me a righteous offspring. Now these people, they say they are believers, they are upon Tawheed, Islamic monotheism, but they rely on other than Allah. They go to some stone, for whatever reason, why they choose that stone, Allahu A'lam, and they ask the stone, oh stone, help me. They go to some other, they go to trees. Some others go to stones and idols. And others go to a dead people in the graves. And who knows? Some graves, they don't even have people. Some graves have animals. Naam. Some people, they do it as a business, as it is mentioned, that somebody who wants to make money and don't fear Allah, they go to some area where the people are ignorant of Tawheed, and they bury an animal, a donkey or whatever, and they say, oh, this is a wali. And people start to come and worship him and start making money, wal-iyadu billah. And this is, doesn't matter. Calling upon dead people, it's haram, and it is shirk. We don't go, we Muslims, we should protect our aqeedah. We do not go to any grave and ask the person in the grave, even if it's the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You find the Sufis, the ignorant amongst them, they go to the grave when they go for Hajj, for example, and visit Medina or Umrah, and they go and stand in front of the Prophet's grave and start asking the Prophet, Ya Muhammad, Madad, Madad. There's some even, they have a music, they have a song, Madad, Madad, Ya Rasulullah, Aliyadu Billah. Even in their music, some of the people who worship music is haram. Music is not permissible, it's haram. But even some music have shirk. There is this song that in this Muslim country, the singer is saying, Madad, Madad, O Rasulullah, help me, O Messenger of Allah. And people singing it like nothing happened. And they are saying statements of shirk. Because the Prophet ﷺ, after his death, cannot help anybody. And you cannot ask him, because this is ibadah, an act of worship. Other people, they go to the grave of Hussein, like the Rawafid, wal-iyadu billah. Other people, they go to the grave of this man, Abdul Qadir al-Jailani, and many, Siti Zainab, in other countries, Ibrahim, Abu Azza, many names. Who knows what's in Senegal, and Mali, and Nigeria, and Cameroon, and I don't know what's in other countries, wal-iyadu billah. But one, we know that we should not turn our affairs in this manner. The Sheikh says, if anybody claim they are upon belief and they are upon Tawheed, but they do this, they are not true believers. They are not, they lie. Those claims are not, they futile. Because if they really, truly believers, they be sincere. And they devote all actions of worship for Allah. Not Salat, or Salah, they pray for Allah. But then after Salat, they go and ask the grave, oh, give. No, don't do that. Barakallahu feekum. وكذلك التوكل على الله يكون في قضاء حوائجه الدنيوية في جلب الرزق ومنع العدو عنه ومنع الأذى والضرر عنه. نعم. Likewise, tawakkul also in the affairs of the dunya, not just in the religion. You turn to Allah and ask Him to increase you, alhamdulillah, to help you achieve what you need in your life. Ask Allah rizq. You ask Allah provision and sustenance. And you ask Allah to protect you from the enemy, from the thieves, and from anyone that may tamper and mess with your money, with your business, with your property. But you rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But also you follow the means, as the Shaykh is going to mention, inshaAllah ta'ala. فالتوكل على الله سبحانه وتعالى يكون في أمور الدين وأمور الدنيا. Relying on Allah, depending upon Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking His help and His assistance in both the affairs of the religion and the affairs of the dunya. فأنت تعتمد على الله عز وجل في عقيدتك وتوحيدك وتعتمد على الله عز وجل في حصول حاجاتك حتى ولو كانت حاجات دنيوية كالأكل والشرب والكسوة وحصول المقاصد كذلك اجعل توكلك دائما على الله عز وجل واعتمادك عليه في جميع أمورك. Yes, you depend upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your belief in aqeedah. You ask Allah to grant you the correct aqeedah and you turn to Him. You ask Him alone. Likewise upon tawheed and also in the affairs of this dunya, you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant you health, children, a righteous spouse. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant you provision that are halal, to increase you in your provision and the like. Even food and drink, the clothing you put on, you trust Allah, you depend upon Allah. You ask Allah for food, for drink, because it's all come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فليس التوكل مقصورا على أمور العقيدة وأمور التوحيد بل حتى أمور الدنيا وطلب الرزق لا تعتمد على غير الله في حصول أي مقصود لأن الأمور بيد الله سبحانه وتعالى بيده مقاليد السماوات والأرض. نعم, both matters of the religion and matters of your livelihood, you depend upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you rely on Him, you turn to Him, you ask these things from Him. You ask Allah to keep you firm upon the sound belief. You ask Allah to keep you firm upon Tawheed, upon Sunnah. You ask Allah for beneficial knowledge. And you ask Allah to keep you firm upon Sirat al-Mustaqim. And you ask Allah also to keep you firm upon the path that lead to the Jannah. And also you ask Allah to give you health, to give you sound health, to give you children, righteous children. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you a rizq, provisions and the like. Because all of the affairs in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بيده مقاليد السماوات والأرض فيجب أن تتوكل عليه فحوائج العباد كلها بيده سبحانه وتعالى. All of the affairs are in the hands of Allah. Everything that we need so we can succeed in this life and in the hereafter, they are in Allah's hands. They with Him. So why ask somebody else? You ask Him, Allah, He's the one who in His hand everything, the dominion of all things. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فكيف يتوكل الإنسان على غير الله ويعتمد على غير الله في دينه ودنياه؟ لا شك هذا من الجهل والإعراض عن الله سبحانه وتعالى. إذن فالتوكل من مقامه من أعظم مقامات العبودية. Says, نعم, you gotta turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your all affairs. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala both the affairs of the deen, the religion, and the affairs of the dunya. قال ومع هذا نتوكل على الله لكن نأخذ بالأسباب. نعم, ليس التوكل على الله سبحانه وتعالى معناه ترك الأسباب وتفويض الأمور إلى الله هكذا. But now keep in mind, we turn all our affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we believe with firm belief that all of the affairs are in His hands subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? But we have to follow the means as well. This is very important. نأخذ بالأسباب. لا نترك الأسباب. ونقول إن كان الله أراد لنا رزقا جاء ونحن جالسون. Now we don't forsake the means. Like certain people, they say, look man, we depend on Allah. We have tawakkul, alhamdulillah. We're going to sit right here. Not going to go to work. Not going to fill no application. Not going to start no business. If Allah wants some money for me, it's going to come to me right here. So I'm just relying on Allah. Now this is not how it's done. ولا نترك طلب العلم ونقول إن كان الله أرادنا العلم جاءنا ونحن جالسون في بيوتنا ونترك سائر الأمور النافعة التي لا بد لنا من الأخذ بها ونقول إن كان الله قدر لنا قدرها لنا جاءتنا من غير فعل سبب هذا غلط كبير فلا بد من الجمع بين الأمرين التوكل على الله سبحانه وتعالى وفعل الأسباب النافعة إذن فالإنسان يفعل الأسباب في طلب الرزق وهو متوكل على الله سبحانه وتعالى في حصول المطلوب. Likewise, the Sheikh says, you don't just sit there, you're not making no efforts to learn. People are learning, getting books, sitting in the classes, they asking questions, they trying to understand, they working hard, they doing homework. Another person says, look man, I'm just going to sit here because I depend on Allah. If Allah wants me to be alim, Allah is going to make me alim just like this, man. I don't have to go through what you guys are going through. And I rely on Allah. Now this is wrong. You rely on Allah. You know that only Allah grants you knowledge. But you have to do something. You have to learn. You have to study. You have to open the book. You have to attend the classes. And this is just an example. Can you imagine somebody just stay home and say, don't go to work? He could. He has a job. He was making good money. Alhamdulillah, he's paying the rent. MashaAllah, he has money. He's buying food. He has a car. And then he's like, you know what? Why am I going all of this? Getting up all in the morning, driving in the traffic. Getting tickets. SubhanAllah, I'm a Muslim. Tawakkul. I rely on Allah. I stay home. They're going to send me paycheck. People do this? Do they do? No. They don't. People go to work. I'll give you another example, easy example. Somebody who have the food in the kitchen, but he's sitting in the living room. What we usually we do, if somebody's sitting in the living room, and there is the food in the kitchen, if somebody wants to get dinner, what he usually do? You know?
Go to the kitchen.
Yes? Just go and get it. What do you say to this person? He says, oh no, you go to the kitchen and get it. Me, I'm going to sit right here. I have tawakkul on Allah, the food's going to come to me. What do you say?
Lazy.
Lazy, ahsant. Very good, that's lazy. And what else? Ahsant, the food doesn't come to you, you're going to go get it. You got to follow the means. You got to do something. Likewise, ikhwan, you gotta learn. You're not gonna sit there, you're not learning. How are you gonna memorize a surah if you're not reading it and repeating again? Look, if Allah wants me to memorize this surah, one morning I'm gonna wake up and the surah is here. No. Allah's gonna make me. The Sufis, they do that. They use these tricks. They just say, look, this man, subhanAllah. He's an alim now. What do you mean alim? Yesterday he was an alim. Akhi, Allah does whatever he wants, right? Inna Allah ala kul shayin qadir. Do you believe in this ayah? Yes. Okay, Allah made this man alim overnight. Alright, those who are ignorant, it's like, okay, alim, he's an alim now. What is alim? You gotta follow the means. Al-ilmu bit-ta'allum. But if the same people, somebody told them, see this guy here, overnight, now he woke up, he's a surgeon, he's a heart surgeon. Bring your father to him. He's like, oh no, I don't know about that, man. Overnight he became a surgeon? People study years for that. Okay, what about the alim? In the deen, now it's okay. See how people get it mixed up? SubhanAllah. قال الشيخ هذا غلط كبير. نعم. You don't just sit there and you're not making no efforts. You're not following the means that are legislated. The halal means. And just say, look man, we Muslims. He's going to come to me. If Allah wants it, he's going to come right to me. He says, no, this is a big mistake. We have to combine between the two things. Yes, we depend on Allah. What does it mean? It means if Allah didn't want it for you, you will never get it. You can follow all the means you want, but if Allah doesn't want it for you, it's not going to come your way. Just like that. So we believe that, but also we follow the beneficial means. So a person follow the means, make an effort, make moves that are permissible, and in the same time, that do not depend on those means. Depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الشيخ يعطي أمثلة. الإنسان يزرع الزرع وهو متوكل على الله سبحانه وتعالى في إصلاح هذا الزرع وفي إثمار هذا الزرع وحفظه من الآفات وحصول نفعه والاستفادة منه. He says, here is a farmer. A farmer, he has a land. He works on the land. He tilled the land. He put the grains in the land. Okay, take care of it. If it needs water, he makes sure he has a well, he has the means. He has to take care of it. But then, the fruits and the result is from Allah. It's not like someone has a big land, and he's like, look, I'm not going to do anything. But inshallah, if Allah wants to give me some watermelon, inshallah, watermelon is going to come by itself. No, it doesn't work like this. It does not work like this. That person, he has to get the seed, watermelon seeds, and he have to plant them, and he have to have knowledge when to plant them and when not. You know, it's knowledge. And then with that, he has to irrigate with water if it's needed. He has to do all the work, okay? And then, is he going to get watermelons or not? That's up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَذَلِكَ الزَّوَاجِ يَقُولُ إنسان ترك الزواج وقال هذا من التوكل على الله إن كان الله أراد للأولاد فسيأتونني من غير زواج سيزواج. Another example. He's a person. He says he's not getting married, but he still wants children. Of course, this person is a good person. He's not going to go into the haram. Okay. Meaning, when he says he's not getting married, meaning he's staying away from women. This person, he's not going to go أعوذ بالله and do the haram. But he still says, look man, he's not getting married. He will never gonna marry a woman. But if Allah wants children with him, he's gonna wake up one day, there is children around him. Is this possible? It's not possible. هذا غلط يا أخي. لا يقوله عاقل فضلا عن مؤمن. No one in his right mind say this. Not a longer believer, subhanAllah. فالله جعل للأشياء أسبابا. Allah made means for things to happen. Means. فالزواج سبب للإنجاب وحصول الأولاد. نعم, marriage is only a mean to get children. Anyone who married automatically get children? No. Some people they get married have no children. Nothing. But can somebody never married and get children? No, can't. Of course, like I said, we're not talking about those people who disobey Allah وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ and be with women without marriage. That's haram. We don't do this thing. Okay? But a man stay by himself and still he going to have a children? No. He has to take the means. What is it? Get married. And once he get married, who knows? He may get children, he may not. Some people, they get married, next year they have a child. Next year, another child. Some people in the first time, 3 children and 1 time. Some 9, right or wrong. We heard, even non-Muslims Allah gave them. 9 children at once. 8 children at once. 5 children at 1 time. I remember this brother, he was an imam in New York. And he was married to his wife for years with no children. And he continued to ask Allah and this, subhanAllah, he had no children. Other people, they marry after him, they got children, he see that their children running in the masjid, and he, mashaAllah. And then, subhanAllah, when Allah wants, his wife, she got pregnant with 3 children. Not just 1, 3 at 1 time. Then he's like, subhanAllah, ya, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Now, فلا بد من أنك تعمل الأسباب. الزواج سبب وهو منك أنت الذي تفعله وتطلبه. In this example, marriage is the mean. You're the one that gotta go and do it. Of course, you got to find the right wife, and that's another topic for another time. أما حصول الأولاد فهو من الله سبحانه وتعالى وهو الثمرة. As for you getting children, that's only from Allah. That's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's in Allah's hands. That's the fruit. That's the result. فلا بد فالنتيجة بيد الله سبحانه وتعالى وأما فعل السبب فهو من قبل كانت. The result is from Allah. But you have to follow the means. You have to do something. فلا بد من الجمع بين الأمرين. You have to combine between the two matters. فعل الأسباب مع التوكل على الله سبحانه وتعالى. You follow the means. You learn how things are done. But in the same time, you don't depend on the means. You don't say, look, I'm doing it this way. It gotta happen. No. It happens if Allah wants it to happen. That's the believer. And this is very important, ikhwan, to understand. قال أما الذي يعتمد على الأسباب ولا يتوكل على الله أو يعتمد على التوكل ولا يفعل الأسباب كلاهما مخطئ غالب. As for the one who depend on the means but do not rely on Allah, he's so sure, man, he got all these skills. Say inshallah, I got it. Look at my skills, man. Look at my degrees, 3 masters and PhD. Man, they gonna give the job to somebody else? Nobody better than me, brother. Say inshallah, ya akhi, man. It's worse if a person say, akhi, I'm sure, man. Say inshallah if I'm not sure, but I'm sure about this. It's a big mistake. No. He said, as for the one who follow the means but do not depend on Allah, or the one who depend on Allah but stay home, don't know means, both of them are wrong. Both of them are not right. And who's right? Who can tell me who's right? توكل على الله مع الأخذ بالأسباب. You rely on Allah, but you still have to do what you gotta do. Follow the means. ولهذا قال العلماء رحمهم الله الاعتماد على الأسباب شرك وترك الأسباب قدح في الشرع. That's why the ulama, they says, when a person rely on the means alone, that's shirk. Shirk. Because he thinks that thing that he has, that's what's going to get him the job. That's what's going to get him there or there. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And relying on Allah, which is a good thing, someone says, look, only Allah can get me this. All right, make a move. No, I'm just going to stay here, man. He's going to come to me. This is not the religion. We don't explain the religion of Allah to the people like this. Oh, you non-Muslims, go work hard. We Muslims are going to stay right here, and Allah is going to give us everything. They're going to say, this is a religion? Religion teaches you these things? For real, laziness, like our young brother say, laziness, that's laziness, being lazy. The religion of Islam does not teach us laziness. You gotta work. وَقُلْ اِعْمَلُوا. So Allah says, وَقُلْ اِعْمَلُوا فَسَيَرَ اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Do work. Do some work. Not just sit home and everything is gonna come to you. No, you gotta follow the means. Look at the birds. Do the birds, they just stay in their nest and then food come to them? They may. But look at the birds. They have tawakkul on Allah, right? But they follow the means. They leave their nests and go and eat, and Allah take care of them. Barakallahu fiqh. قال لأن الشرع أمر باتخاذ الأسباب. This deen of Allah command us to follow the means. فتعطيل الأسباب وترك الأسباب قدح في الشرع وترك لما أمر الله جل وعلا به. Not following the means, not making efforts by following the means that are legislated. Subhanallah. This is a bad representation to Islam. And not only that, because now people, they think this is your religion. What religion is this? Not only that, but you are that person, he's forsaking the commands of Allah. Because Allah commands us with this, to follow the means. قال الله تعالى في سورة العنكبوت verse 17, فابتغوا عند الله الرزق واعبدوه. شوف عبادة واعبدوه. فابتغوا عند الله الرزق. Ask the provision from Allah سبحانه وتعالى. فابتغوا يعني اطلبوا الرزق ولا تجلسوا في المساجد وتزعموا أنكم متوكلون. What mean ابتغوا? Seek provision. What means seek provision? He says, meaning you gotta go. You gotta go and find it what it is. Seek it. Search for it. The Shaykh said, don't sit in a masjid, claim that you are upon tawakkul. Some people do that. He's always in a masjid, mashallah. But then he's gonna come to the imam in the end of the month. Akhi, I got no rent money. We need some food, money for food, diapers for the children. Hey, what happened? You have a job? I see you always in a masjid. No, you have a job? I don't need a job. Why? Tawakkul, tawakkul, akhi. Tawakkul on Allah. Mean tawakkul on Allah, but you have no money to pay the rent. You have no money for food for your children, for your family, and you're talking tawakkul. This is wrong. This is wrong. No doubt this is wrong. Follow the means, akhi. Go. Follow the means. Fill out applications. Get a job and keep it. And then if you're struggling, if you're going through some hardship, yes, the Muslims, they help their brothers. But for someone to just stay in a masjid, spend the whole day in a masjid, akhi, if you have money, it's good, alhamdulillah, no problem. If a person have a lot of money, I don't know, their family have money, they give him a nice salary, they say, look, you don't have to work, that's different. But if someone broke, he has to find a job. Cannot just stay in a masjid and say, look, man, Allah will take care of me. And then how? They explain, you gotta go and be a burden on the community. Now this is wrong. As I mentioned, this is different. If a person, mashallah, following the means, but then they go through some hardship, and yes, the community will help to the best of their abilities. And this is one thing I want to mention since we opened this. The masajid, the houses, they are the houses of Allah. Keep in mind that the masjid is built for salat and for the remembrance of Allah and for learning. But some people, they have another view for the masjid, that the masjid turns out to be, I don't know, financial institution. Some people, they will come to the imam or to the mudir of the masjid, we need some money, akhi. What do you mean, we don't have it? We don't have money? Yeah. You have to have money for me. No, you don't have to. The masjid function and the real role of the masjid is the salat. It's not a financial institution. You have to help everybody. No, this is not the case. But if you find in a masjid the people they wanted to help the community to the best of their abilities, I mean, that's a good thing. But it should not be thought like, look, the masjid, one of his main role of the masjid is to help us, to pay our rent, to give us money when we need it. No, this is not the case. This is not the role of the masjid. The masjid should be open for the prayers, open for classes, open for knowledge. But then inshallah, if somebody is going through some hardship, they may come to the imam. The imam said, okay, I'll ask the people if I can. But if we don't have it, we don't have it. We don't have to, it's not an obligation. Some people, they go wrong. They think, no, whenever they come to the masjid, if the masjid don't give them, they start talking bad about the masjid. Oh, that's a bad masjid, bad imam, bad idara. They didn't give it to me because I'm decent. Some people, they go to some crazy things. Discrimination, because I'm not one of them. What do you mean you're not one of them? It is very important for us to keep in mind this reality. This is what the masjid is for. The masajid are built for the remembrance of Allah, for salat, for the Quran, for knowledge. Now, قَالَ اطْلُبُوا الرِّزْقَ وَلَا تَجْلِسُوا فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ وَتَزْعُمُوا أَنَّكُمْ مُتَوَكِّلُونَ. So, no, Allah says, seek the rizq. Seek provision by following the means. Get a job. If you don't want to work for somebody, start a business for yourself. Do something. Don't sit in a masjid. Don't stay in your house and say, look, the rizq is going to come to me. لا تجلسوا في البيوت وتزعموا أن الأرزاق تدخل عليكم. هذا غلط. ولا يقول بهذا مؤمن. Says, do not stay home and say, look, man, money will come to me. I have reliance on Allah. Money will come. He says, no one say this. This is wrong. No believers take this approach. Now you depend on Allah, that's a good thing, but you have to follow the means. وَلِهَذَا لَمَّا رَأَى عُمَرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهِ جَمَاعَ زَعَمُوا أَنَّهُمْ مُتَوَكِّلُونَ عَلَى اللَّهُ وَتَرَكُوا الْأَسْبَابِ قَالَ مَنْ أَنْتُمْ قَالُوا نَحْنُ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ سبحان الله. قال لا أنتم المتآكلون أي تريدون أن تكونوا عالة على الناس سبحان الله. For this reason Umar radiallahu anhu, Umar ibn al-Khattab, the great companion, the Khalifa, once he came to the masjid and saw, he see this group of the people just sitting there. They claim that they have tawakkul, they are the one that rely on Allah. Wow, because they leave the asbab. They don't go like other people come and pray and go to work, come to class and go to work, do business, take care of their families. Now these people, they just sit in there. Then he said to them, who are you? You're always here. Don't go nowhere. Who are you? They said, we those mutawakkilun, those who truly trust Allah and rely on Allah. He says, no, you are not. You are nothing but a burden on others. If you're going to stay here in the masjid and then expect for other people to feed you and to give you money, and this, you are a burden on the people. That's what you want to be. You want to be a burden. Likewise, Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan in another place, he says, for Hajj too. Some people, all he does get the ticket and he's going over there with no money. Akhi, where are you going? What are you going to eat? No, the people are going to feed me. No, he said, this is not the case. You gotta take care of your business. It's different if a person take with him the means, get over there, lose them. Yes, his brothers take care of him, inshallah. But if a person from here is going with nothing, Akhi, you go on, staying for 1 month, what are you gonna eat? Akhi, I'm going with my brothers. I'm tawakkul on Allah, Akhi. Tawakkul. Tawakkul. That's starvation. You gotta starve something? What would this person plan? No, you take with you the means. And then you depend on Allah. Because you may take the money and you may lose it. You see? You may take the money and go over there, and who knows? Maybe there's no food. Who knows? So it's very important for us to combine between the two things. قال الله تعالى فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله. See? In Surah Al-Jumu'ah, what Allah tells us, once the salat is over, disperse on the earth and seek the bounty from the bounty of Allah. Allah didn't say on the salat and stay in a masjid, a rizq is going to come to you. So he said, yeah, come and pray. Come for Jumu'ah. Alhamdulillah, you see a lot of people, mashallah, after Jumu'ah, where they go? Go back to work. They don't say, look, akhi, we just came here. We're just going to, hello, manager, I quit, man. Why, what happened? I'm Muslim. I just learned this tawakkul. I'm going to stay home. Find somebody else. Allah will, in our religion, Allah will take care of me. See, somebody in his right mind do this? No, you're going to go to work. Come to pray. Alhamdulillah, that's a good thing. Allah says, once the salat is over, come to an end, go back. Go seek from the bounty of Allah. أَيْبِيعُ وِشْتَرُوا اطلبوا الرزق بفعل الأسباب النافعة. Sheikh says, go back. Buying, selling, transaction, working, meaning following beneficial means. أمرهم الله سبحانه وتعالى بفعل العبادة والصلاة في وقتها ومكانها وهو المسجد. نعم, Allah commanded them with عبادة. Because these people, they said, look, أخي, we're doing عبادة. We don't have to go to the market and take us away from our عبادة. No, Allah commanded them with عبادة to pray in time in the masjid in its place. ثم أمر بطلب الرزق في مكانه وهو خارج المسجد. And Allah commanded them to seek the rizq, the provision, outside the masjid. See? Outside. فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض لأن ذكر الله جل وعلا سبب ذكر الله جل وعلا سبب لجلب الرزق أيضا فهو أعظم سبب لجلب الرزق وتيسير الأمور. Remembrance of Allah, keep in mind, is one of the greatest means that bring provision and make things easy. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah At-Talaq, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه إن الله بالغ أمره قد جعل الله لكل شيء قدرا. And whoever fear Allah by acting upon His commands and with His prohibition as He legislated, Allah make a way out for him, any difficulty, and provide him for means that that person never know. But he have to follow the means. And whoever rely on Allah, Allah is sufficient for him. وعمر رضي الله عنه يقول لقد علمتم أن السماء لا تمطر ذهبا ولا فضة. نعم. Umar radiallahu anhu, he said to a group of people refuting them, as the Shaykh says, يُنكِرُ عَلَى جَمَاعَ جَلَسُوا لِلْعِبَادَةِ وَصَارُوا عَالَةً عَلَى غَيْرِهِمْ فَصَارَ يَدْرِبُهُمْ بِالدُّرَّ وَيَأْمُرُهُمْ بِطَلَبِ الرَّزْقِ وَيَقُولُ لَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمْ أَنَّ السَّمَاءَ لَا تُمْطِرُ ذَهَبًا وَلَا فِدَّةً. Umar radiallahu anhu, he saw a group of people in a masjid, just ibadah, worshipping Allah, but they don't go on and seek rizq. They don't go to work, they don't have no transactions, no buying, no selling. What do you think? Somebody says, mashallah, these are good people. He says, no, these people, they are not taking care of themselves. They become a burden on others. He chased them. He said, go seek the rizq. And he told them that it doesn't rain gold and silver, man. You wait until it rains and go get a bucket, and now you have a bucket full of gold and silver. It doesn't rain gold and silver. Go seek the provision. إِنَّمَا يَحْصُلُ الذَّهَبُ وَالْفِدَّ بِالسَّعِي وَطَلَبِ الرِّزْقُ فِي الْأَسْبَابِ. Now you can get some gold and silver. How? Wait for a rainy day? Doesn't work like that. You gotta go and seek it. Follow the means that lead you to that. أَمَّا الَّذِي يَزْعُمُ أَنَّهُ مُتَوَكِّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَيَعَطِّ الْأَسْبَابِ فَهَذَا يُقَالُ لَهُ عَاجِز بِمَعْدَى كَسْلَان مِنَ الْكَسَلِ وَالْخُمُولِ وَقَدْ اسْتَعَاذَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مِنَ الْعَجْزِ وَمِنَ الْكَسَلِ. The Shaykh says, as for the one who claim he has tawakkul on Allah, but he doesn't follow the means, this person, it is said to him, a lazy, like our young brother says. Your name? Muhammad. Who's 5 years old? You're 4? 6, 7, how old are you? 8, mashallah. 8, see, he said it, he said that person is lazy. And that's what the Shaykh says. See, you and the Shaykh said the same thing. Mashallah. He said, the person who says, look, I depend on Allah, but he don't want to make moves. He don't want to follow the means. He says, we say to the person, you're lazy. Lazy person. Okay? You gotta get it together, get it the right way. And the Prophet ﷺ, he seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from ajz and kasal. Na'am, from laziness. And ajz is to be unable to do things. فَالْعَجْزُ الَّذِي لَا حِيلَةَ الْإِنسَانِ فِيهِ لِتَعَطُّلِ عُضْوٍ مِنْ أَعْضَائِهِ وَحَاسَةٍ مِنْ حَوَاسِهِ هَذَا مَعْذُورْ عَاجِزْ يَسْتَحِقُّ الْمُسَاعَدَةِ. The Shaykh said, keep in mind, someone who's have a condition, okay? And for whatever, they lost a foot or an eye, or they cannot walk, they have an illness, those people, he says, they are excused. They cannot go to work because they have a condition. These people deserve to be helped. You see? These people deserve to be helped. أَمَّا الْعَزْ الَّذِي هُوَ الْكَسَرُ وَالْخُمُورُ وَتَعْطِيلِ الْأَسْبَابِ وَيَزْعُمُ صَاحِبُ أَنَّهُ مُتَوَكِّلُ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهَذَا عَزٌ مَذْمُومٌ استعاد منه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم واستعاد من الجبن والبخل من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال. Says, نعم, if someone has a condition, they paralyzed, whatever the case, they have a condition, they cannot go to work. Yes, these people, mashallah, they can be helped. But if someone is strong, they can try at least. They don't want to do that. They stay and say, look, we have tawakkul on Allah. So this is laziness, waliyadu billah. ثم إن شاء الله نقف هنا نتمم إن شاء الله تعالى في الجمعة القادم. سنكون معكم الجمعة القادم ليس كذلك إن شاء الله, ونتمم هذا الدرس إن شاء الله. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.